Life is a journey. What's your story? Well, I'll tell you what. With me today is one of the most gorgeous, fabulous musicians I have ever met, Gloria West, and she's got quite a story. Welcome, Gloria.
Thank you.
Gloria, you and I met many years ago. I probably was at Chills. Gloria West and the Gents were doing their first debut CD, and it was at the St. Pete Life magazine opening party.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Tell us a little bit about your music journey. Were you a musician as a child, and how you came here to Glorious, Florida?
Well, I was born and raised in Florida. Actually, I was born in St. Pete at Bayfront. So I am a local. local, but I have mom brain.
Yes, we are sitting
I'm native.
We are sitting here with our favorite mermaid and the new merman. Whose name?
Nehemiah.
Beautiful.
Merman and mini merman.
Absolutely
Dwight
wonderful.
And Nehemiah. Yeah.
So born here.
Yep.
And high school here as well?
No, we actually moved to Pasco. So I did a majority of my schooling was in Pasco. And then I actually didn't move back to St. Pete until I was an adult and had started performing. And I lived in Dunedin, and most of my shows ended up being in St. Pete. So I moved back over here.
So did you play music and sing growing up?
A little bit. My mom was actually a singer in New York. She played with an accordionist for a little bit, way before me. And my dad used to sing, and he sounded like Louis Armstrong, or tried to sound like Louis Armstrong. And so we kind of had music on around the house. I did a little bit in church growing up, but besides chorus in high school for a few years, that was actually it. But I would do karaoke, and I was terrified, and I would shake uncontrollably. And my brother-in-law would always say, "You need to do this. I'm going to be your manager," which he never ended up managing me, stinker. But yeah, it kind of started from there like 13 years ago.
But you've got an old soul, and you do really old school jazz with an island twist. But I mean, Creative Loafing described you as one of the most dynamic voices working in the Tampa Bay area. You know, and that is just the understatement. Tell us a little bit about how you began to fall in love with that whole sultry jazz swing persona.
I don't even know, to be honest with you. I just, when I first started gigging, I actually started with a country band, and then I had some acoustic duos, and I was looking for a piano player, and they were trying to get me to do like wedding bands, and I was like, no, I really want to do jazz, and I just knew that that would be the right fit for my voice. And that I would do really well in it. And as soon as I got my first jazz piano player, it just kind of took off from there. It was just like something inside of me, something to do with Jessica Rabbit. I think I was like, I managed to watch it like one time when I was a kid because it was kind of like on like the no-no list. And I was just like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to like, you know, like the jazz singer, like sitting on the piano and like singing the song. And so...
Well, you know, honestly, if you look at Gloria West's Facebook, and I encourage all of you to follow her Facebook and also go to her website, GloriaWestMusic.com. There is a photo of you, I believe it's at the Coliseum, in this fabulous Jessica Rabbit dress.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So you do channel, you know, your voice has been compared to Nora Jones and Billie Holiday. Mm-hmm. Tell us about a little bit about the swing music and songs that have inspired you.
I just, my favorites are Louis Armstrong, Mildred Bailey, and I love Ella Fitzgerald, but, and Billie Holiday is my favorite. So I really enjoy listening to it and emulating it. And I always wanted to be able to scat, and I couldn't. So I started doing this thing that I call the mouth trumpet instead. So I like pretend that I have a trumpet and a trumpet mute and just go, you know, along and do solos with the guys, like do trading and stuff like that. And something happened when I was down in Key West performing, and something to do with the island air. And all of a sudden I learned like how to actually scat. so now I can, and I really, really enjoy doing that.
So, Gloria, you won, you know, so you were here in St. Pete, and then You actually had a side business doing mermaid art, mermaid shirts, which we all love, and your hair looks gorgeous. But you won in February the Rising Star at the 2023 Key West Iggy's Music Award. Mm-hmm. And you began working on a side project involving your ukulele and your mermaid tail. I mean, you just reinvent yourself every time I look. What was Key West like for you? And you really tapped into the jazz community there.
Key West was wonderful. There is just this amazing energy in the air. I call it music heaven. I mean, it's like an electricity, and especially for music. There are phenomenal world-class musicians there on this teeny tiny island, and we're all just smashed in together. And so you have all these mixtures of sounds and feels coming together constantly. When you get done with your show, you go out to your friend's shows and you go listen to like five other types of music, and you get up on stage and perform with them. And it just creates this melting pot of amazing music. And the best part is that if you want to take a car or you want to take your bicycle, it'll take you the same amount of time to get to your gig, and you load up your stuff on the back of your bicycle and ride your gig. It was a really, really awesome experience. And yeah.
So before we get to the next chapter, I want to go back in history. So Gloria West and the Gents released their debut album, Dem Keys, on CD in 2017. Listen, folks, if you have one of these CDs, these are a rare collectible. Mm-hmm. Gloria will be bringing her vinyl. She is going to headline our first annual holiday happy hour and concert at Web City on December 3rd. It is a VIP ticket. It is 5 to 7 p.m. You know, we are a nonprofit organization, and Gloria will be headlining that particular part with Anthony Castellano. Tell us a little bit about the writing of music and the Dem Keys CD, which came out to rave reviews in 2017.
Thank you. So I have three original songs on there, and I didn't know that I would be putting original songs onto the album because I didn't actually have any at the time. And the producer was like, well, you need to have originals on there. I'm like, well, I was planning on just, you know, covering old jazz songs. So I went into my journal that I keep on my phone with all of my writings, and I found some stuff. I tend to write already in like a rhythmic way, and it rhymes and, you know, flows that way when I'm expressing my thoughts and feelings, and just took three basically verbatim out of there, and they got turned into the original songs on the album. So that's that process. And then I did it with my piano player. I call him my little brother, Steven Dornfeld. We did the music for the songs together, since I actually do not read music. I don't know how to read music. I don't have any professional training.
A musical savant.
Fake it well.
You know, you've performed at the Clearwater Jazz Holiday, the St. Pete Coliseum, the Palladium St. Pete, and the Tampa Theater. And I've been to many private parties where you've just, you know, gloriously with your killer vocals and the dancing and the outfits
the
and
arms.
The hair. I mean, honestly, I predict that in the next 5 years, Gloria will be doing a New York performance where the great chanteurs do it. You got a couple things coming up, and we're going to go back a little bit to your story, but tell us about the tea party coming up, the Great Gatsby Afternoon Tea and Jazz Experience.
Yes. So these are actually vendor friends of mine from when I had my mermaid apparel company. We would do the markets, like the Corey Avenue Sunday Market, and it's Joseph's Tea. They, in the midst of doing the markets, built up their brand like crazy. It's a husband and wife, and now they have a little baby, and they've got a gorgeous tea room in Clearwater. They even opened up a tea bar in Dunedin, and so they're having a Great Gatsby Afternoon Tea and Jazz Experience. So they're going to have it comes with champagne and pastries that are made in house and salads, all of these wonderful things. They encourage people to dress up. They constantly have dress up events there. It's a gorgeous place. Their teas are amazing. It's just a wonderful experience. So
that's going to be November 30th, 2 mm-hmm. to 5 p.m. Better get your tickets soon. I know I'm going. I hope that my producer, Anna Hummel, will join me there. I'd like to see Anna dressed up in a Great Gatsby outfit, but maybe she'll wear a hat. We always dance, don't we?
Totally.
So something else happened down in Key West, and from Key West, you went to Virginia. Tell us a little bit about that musical journey and your handsome, wonderful musical husband.
So while I was down there, went on eHarmony, and which, by the way, if you are looking to meet somebody, eHarmony is a legit dating site. All of the other ones are junk. This one is real. You put a lot of effort into it and your honesty, and that's what you will get back. So I met my husband on there, and he was in Virginia, and I knew that my time was about to end in Key West. I wasn't sure where I was supposed to be going, but I just could feel that there was something changing. And then I met him on there, and I'm like, okay, you're in Virginia. I will come to Virginia. And so... We were met online to married in 4 months, exactly to the day, as it turns out, by accident. And 2 months later, we were blessed with the beginning of our baby boy, Nehemiah, who he was just born this August 20th. I actually moved back to Florida just in time to have him, as my whole family is here, and we really wanted to have the support system.
Well, Gloria, I just cannot wait to hear. Tell us some of the songs you're going to be sharing with us at our VIP happy hour on December 3rd at Web City.
Definitely some Louis Armstrong. I will have Anthony Castellano with me, which, if you've heard my album, there's only one duet on there. It is St. James Infirmary, and it features Anthony Castellano on vocals. And one of my favorite memories of being in the studio recording the album was he came in to record his vocals, and he heard himself for the first time over real equipment, and he goes, "I really do sound like him." I've never forgotten.
He really does.
Yes. So we'll definitely do some Louis Armstrong. We'll do some duets. We'll do some scatting, trading back and forth. Probably some mouth trumpet. Definitely some Billie Holiday, and who knows, maybe even an original.
Well, I encourage you all to wear not just your holiday regalia, but also to put a Little Mermaid spin on it. Gloria, tell us about Gloria West and the Gents. Who is going to be playing with you as part of the Gents going forward?
I mean,
this and that.
It's kind of like the usual cast of characters, you know, we'll call it. Everybody has their own little character quirks, which is wonderful. It really puts an awesome spin on the music. I didn't mean to at the time when I created the band name have it be so universal, but honestly, it's worked out so well because I have an amazing group of guys that I play with, and I just kind of, you know, see who's available because everybody's so awesome. They have their own bands. They're playing in a ton of other groups. And so I see who's available, throw them together, and you get a little bit of like a different flair each time from all of the different flavors that they bring in.
And by the way, folks, the Clearwater Jazz Holiday, Gloria just told me, Anthony Castellano will not only grace our event with the most beautiful Gloria West and her fabulous vocals, but I bet we'll see Gloria up at that event as well. Anthony will be playing there December 7th in downtown Clearwater. As you know, it was postponed. And then one of my favorite places, Flute and Dram, December 14th, 5:30 to 8:30. Mm-hmm. Gloria, you must be just thrilled to be back in St. Pete and to be playing some of the places that you love.
I am. I'm really excited. I'm really thankful. Virginia, I had a wonderful time playing music up there. I met some really, really talented musicians, and also Key West as well. I mean, just phenomenally talented musicians, and getting to dive in with everybody. But, you know, it's like there's no place like home.
That is wonderful. Folks, I'm Nanette Weiser. I've been your host today of this interview with Gloria West. It's not the last time you're going to hear her. She will be live in a Tiny Desk concert on Radio St. Pete, 6 to 7 p.m. December 3rd. So if you can't come to the event, tune in to the first Tiny Desk concert with Gloria West, and she'll be joined by Anthony Castellano. Gloria, you want to give us a little mouth trumpet and say goodbye to our audience before we go? On the spot.
I don't know. That was part of a song. I don't know why that one came to mind, but
Gloria, what do you sing to the baby for a lullaby at night?
You know, it's funny. Well, since he's been born, the first song that I sang to him was Ain't Misbehavin', actually, while I was changing his diaper. I don't know why that came to mind. It was very early on after I had him, and, it, you know, there wasn't very much that I had to work with. But in the womb, I would sing to him the song that I would sing to his father when I was down in Key West and he was in Virginia, which is a song called Good Night, My Love. And because we would always go, good night, my love. And then I was like, there's a jazz song that goes like that. So then I started singing it every night to him. And then he started singing it. So that's probably the first song that he heard, the first jazz song.
Stay tuned for her next CD. That will be the lead for Radio St. Pete. Gloria West, it's been a pleasure having you on air.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And if you heard any hilarious sounds in the background, that was Nehemiah. He's ready to sing and dance and all of the things.
Funny how you forget the reasons why over time you decided it was best to leave the past behind. They seem so small and insignificant when looking back, until they come creep up and attack. Start to remember how he used to make you feel. But the pressure is off now, the clock is all your own. Will you know what you will allow? Almost one day at home. Each new breath is to behold.